Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gene Green. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mahoney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gentile. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Kirkland steals second. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Essegian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Edwards reaches second base with a double. There goes Klein trying to get to home. Snyder throws the ball into Robinson, who relays the ball to Lau, who tags Klein, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essegian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essegian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essegian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisher moves to third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Klein. Herzog reaches second base with a double. Fisher scores. Adair goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahoney hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marlon Cotterey pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Marlon Cotterey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotterey takes first base on ball 4. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cotterey moves to second. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Cotterey scores. Klein moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-2 in the game. Essigian hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing first base. Jim Perry now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-2 in the game. Lau hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Snyder moves to second. It's Orioles, 4, Indians, 4. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahoney hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Barry Latman now pitching. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brandt moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-3 in the game. Lau hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Mahoney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Marv Breeding pinch runs for Boog Powell. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Adair takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to third. Breeding moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson scores. Breeding moves to third. Adair moves to second. It's 5-4, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Brown now pitching. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 5, Indians, 5. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Orioles. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-4 in the game. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Dillard pinch hits for Jim Mahoney. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.